Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the elf-punk married cyberpunk setting, Draco Artifactium. Today, we're talking about the aspects of magic and the threats of death in the world of Manta. Quote, auditions this weekend, please, no dead singers. End quote. Flyer in the city-state of Fissei. There are two ends for heavy practitioners of magic. The most common, especially for younger, untrained mages, is a sudden and impressive release of energy in rapid succession. It's simple physics. Too much energy in a vessel being released all at once causes a rapid explosion of heat, pressure, and minor bits of radiation. Basically, some dumb kid pulled too much energy into himself but didn't have the knowledge and skill on how to release it. Boom. The second end, reserved for those with a lifelong career in magic, is ghosting. There's no such thing as undeath on Manta. The dead are dead, and there's no coming back from that state. Being a ghost, though, isn't death. It's something far worse. Over a magician's lifetime, small traces of themselves enter the mana realms. These traces allow more energy to be pulled into the physical realm and permit better control on how they are directed. If this habit continues, after some time, a magician will find themselves physically lighter, in need of less food, drink, or other necessities of life. The physical world becomes harder to grasp at this point, and the magician will need either assistance or rely on more mana to survive. This downward spiral eventually leads to the final state of unlife, where a magician is no longer able to interact with the physical world, their body no longer physical enough to project magic into that realm, and their eventual true death, as they either starve to death or find some of the most gruesome ways to survive. Personal magic isn't the only means for the mana realm can be detrimental to a mortal. The namesake of the setting, Draco Artifactium, refers to a specific type of object in the setting, the remains of a dragon crafted into powerful magical tools. These artifacts grant a mortal the ability to access the power and capabilities of these ancient beings, and release energy in such a way as to not expose themselves to the dangers of ghosting or self-combustion. But as direct usage of magic has drawbacks, so too does the use of artifacts. These items inherently link their users to the creature that made them. For charms made of the bones of magically talented animals, this comes with a little price, as most things made into artifacts are dead. Dragons, masses of flesh and bone, are able to extract these pieces of themselves without long-term negative effects, and a living dragon linked to an artifact is able to express their will against the mind of those who would use their flesh. The control, transportation, distribution of magical artifacts is a closely watched aspect of the rule dragons have over mortal kind, and many dragons retain collections to keep such items in check, especially those linked to dead dragons. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Music for week 2 of the Dog Days of Podcasting is the song Cyberpunked from the album Psychobabble by the alien Mike E.T. Provided by Magnatune.com.